So the Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Bava Kama, Perik Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Shar, we have a shar tam. We know that a shar tam pays chatzi nezek. Shenaga chesapara that gored a cow. This cow was mi'uberes. That meant that there was a little cow inside that was about to be born. Now the mother cow died as a result of the zetz. And we also find the baby, which is called the ibura, it's lying next to the mother. It also did not survive. But we're not sure exactly what happened over here. When exactly did this baby die? Let's see the Mishnah inside. Shar, we have an axe, shenagach ha-sapara, that gored a pregnant cow, v'nimtza ubara b'tzida. The baby is found at the side of the cow. The ein yedua, what we don't know is, it's not known. Now, you could have had Adam that saw the axe goring the cow, but they didn't see this part. They don't know imat shaloin negach yelada, if the baby was born before the axe zetzed into the cow, and the shar wasn't goyrim, the misa of the baby, and therefore the balabas of the shar shouldn't have to pay for the baby cow, or in mishinagacha yelda, or the uber only came out after the zetz, and it's the shar that actually killed the baby along with the mother. Oy bazoi, the bala shar should have to pay for the nezek done to the baby. So we're sure about the cow. We're not sure about the baby. Therefore, the din is Mishalim Chatzi Nezek Lapada. The owner is going to pay his Chatzi Nezek because it's a shar tam that pays Chatzi Nezek for the cow that the Edom saw. Urevi Nezek Lavlan. This Tana says as far as the baby is concerned, he's going to pay half. Half of the half, which is a quarter. The balabas of the cow is going to say, what do you mean? The baby was worth 100, pay me 50. And the owner of the axe is going to say, listen, I don't know if my axe killed this baby. Could be I don't have to pay anything. So maybe I have to pay 50. Maybe I have to pay nothing. So we'll split it. This Tana holds, Mamin hamutl besafik cholkin. You divide it. Maybe I owe you 50. Maybe I don't owe you 50. I'll pay you 25. I'll pay you a quarter. Now the Chachamim disagree with this rule that you divide the money when in doubt. The Chachamim hold hamaitzim chaveri olavaraya. That means, if I want you to pay me money, unless I can prove 100% you owe me the money, you don't have to pay me anything. Zak the Mishnah Vayter. V'chein, another case where we would have this suffix would be if it's the other way around. Now again, in this case, we have a para miuberis and a shar, but this time the mazik is the para miuberis. We have a para miuberis, a pregnant cow, she nokhles a shar that gored a shar. And the shar died. V'nim sevelod abetzida. And the baby that was in the attacking para was found now on the floor, at the side. And again, the Edom saw the para goring the cow. When they came close to the para, they saw the baby on the side. But ve'en yidua, they don't know when the baby was born. They don't know matchaloyin negacha yelada, whether the baby was born beforehand, and the para without the baby attacked the axe, or im mishenakha yelada. Only after the Parim Yuberes attacked the axe, only then was the baby born. Why would it make a difference? Can you figure it out? This Parim Yuberes is a tam. Now remember, a tam only pays megufa. So let's say the damage to the axe is 500. Balabas says to the owner of the Parim, please give me 250. The owner of the Parim says, well, I'm only giving you two, because my whole Parim is only worth two. But the owner of the Shar is going to say, wait a second. The pregnant potter that attacked my axe was worth 250. So you could pay Chatzi Nezek Megufa 250. And the owner of the potter is going to say, no, when my potter attacked your axe, the baby was born already. So the baby has nothing to do with this. So the din is Meshalem Chatzi Nezek min ha-potter. Out of the potter for sure he has to pay Chatzi Nezek. Or Revi Nezek min ha-vlad. And out of the Chatzi Nezek that he has to pay, says the Batanura, a quarter of the Nezek could come from the vlad. Now the Mefarshim explained, if we know for sure the parah was still miyuberis during the negicha, you can collect from the parah the entire chatzi nezek, because it's considered like one guf. If you knew for sure that it was born after the negicha, you can collect the entire chatzi nezek from the vlad, because the vlad was part of the attacking parah. Now that we don't know, so if you're going to collect it from the vlad, it can only be a quarter. It can only be half, because that's a suffix. And again, this all goes according to Simchas, who holds Maman Amutl B'Safik Chalkin. We hold like the Chachamim, who say, you can't take anything from the Vlad, because we apply the rule Hamotzi mechaveri olav araya. Unless it can be proven that someone owes you money, you can't collect money from him. So quickly, chazing over, we learned in our Mishnah, Ashar gorda parami aberes, the baby was found on the floor along the side. The bala para says, you killed my para and you killed the baby that was inside. Or at least he argues it's quite possible that's what happened. The Edom didn't see that part of it. They only saw the shar gorda para. Now actually the Gemara explains, we're going to assess the damage of the para and the vlad. We don't say, well, let's see how much a para is worth, let's see how much a vlad is worth. That would come out to a lot. Rather, we say, how much is a whole para miuberis worth versus a para that's not miuberis? Either way, the owner of the shar is going to have to pay chatzi nezek for the para. Because that's for sure, that we have aid. And for the vlad, only half of that. Because it goes according to Simchas, it says, when in doubt, divide. In other words, mamanam mutl besafik chaylkin. If it's the other way around, if it's the para miuberis that gored the shar, and now the argument is, the owner of the dead shar says that the baby was in the mother when the mother attacked my shar. The owner of the pot is going to say, no, the baby was born before. The baby has nothing to do with it. And a shar tam or a para tam pays only megufa. So the din is, chatzi nezek out of the para. And again, this according to Simchas, who says, mamana mutl besafik chalkin, that when in doubt, divide a quarter of the nezek could come from the vlad.